Page 147. Discover and share. The Dagenham Girls.
Since the 1930s, car manufacturing at Ford's Dagenham Car Plant had been a major employer in the local community. In the summer of 1968, the women making the seats for Ford's car production line learned that their pay had been downgraded to unskilled. Paid much less than their male colleagues and ignored by management and the union, they decided for the first time to stage an immediate walkout in protest. Quickly gathering the support of women up and down the country, the strike soon gained media attention.
You're still staying out? Yeah. You're not going back at all?
No.
We are on strike.
All of you?
All of us. All the machinists anyway.
So yes. No car seat covers for Fords?
No, not from us anyway.
As production ground to a halt, Prime Minister Harold Wilson intervened, asking Secretary of State for Employment, Barbara Castle, to resolve the dispute. With her support, and through the strength and determination of the women, a deal was struck with Ford that would lead to the Equal Pay Act of 1970 and secure their place in history for standing up for what they believed in.
To celebrate, they let us have the canteen and we had a party.
I don't remember much of that.
No, really. I don't remember you didn't, no.
The women's story was the inspiration for the hit film Made in Dagenham.
I only discovered through listening to a radio show, they were talking about a momentous occasion when they had helped create equal pay for women.
Women get paid less than men no matter what skill they got, which is why from now on we got to demand a level playing field and rates of pay which reflect the job you do, not whether you've got a dick or not. Equal pay or nothing. Yes. All those in favour?
Everybody, out!
Stage entertainment.